I've got a doodle in my noodle, and his name is Minky Boodle.
Minky Boodle.
Minky Boodle.
Minky Boodle.
Minky Boodle. Minky Boodle.
I got my mojo rising. There's a poodle in my strudel.
Minky Boodle.
Minky Boodle.
Minky Boodle.
Minky Boodle.
Groodle oodle, goodle moodle, boodle goodle zoodle.
I'm sick of this.
Minky Boodle.
Shut up, Brack.
No.
But you're supposed to be in jail.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be dumpster diving for ham scraps, you six-piece chicken McNobody. Get out of my seat!
Welcome to Checkered Childhood, a classic Cartoon Network podcast covering many, many years of Cartoon Network's history.
I'm Funky, I'm Fresh.
Hi, a Powerpuff Girl.
Not now, boy, I'm busy. Tonight's the third night.
Minky Boodle, Toonheads. It's your ghost host, B-Dubs, and this is Checkered Childhood, the classic Cartoon Network podcast dedicated to all things animation from the 1990s and early 2000s. Today, we return for another comparison between two wonderfully misunderstood episodes sitting on the fringe of classic Cartoon Network in the mid-90s. Are these shows in question SWAT Cats and Two Stupid Dogs? You wish. Big Bag and Small World? Guess again. No, sir. We'll be dissecting the offbeat, oddball cult classics, Cartoon Planet and Space Ghost Coast to Coast, in hopes of better understanding what makes these two shows special in their own right, and as companions to each other, too. Like the comparison we did previously with 60s and 90s Secret Squirrel in Episode 6, we'll list a few categories to determine both of their similarities and differences between them, and, at the end, we'll see which one has an edge in being the better show. Though there are no true winners or losers here. Just a more comprehensive view as to why these two shows are wonderfully or not so wonderfully weird, and still remember decades later. Alright, let's blast off into space to meet up with Space Ghost and pals and get a tour of their cosmic broadcast facilities.
Space Ghost, 15 seconds till showtime.
You got it.
I'm gonna grab me 50 winks before the show.
So the titles are obviously Cartoon Planet and Space Ghost Coast to Coast. And the air dates for each are September 10th, 1995 to February 4th, 1998 for Cartoon Planet, and April 15th, 1994 to July 22nd, 2001 for Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Though it is worth mentioning that it came back under Adult Swim from September 2nd, 2001 to April 2nd, 2004, and later on the Games On Demand service GameTap from May 30th, 2006 to May 31st, 2008. Not sure why it showed up there, but hey, stranger things have happened. Cartoon Planet has two seasons, or three if you include the 2012 revival, and Space Ghost Coast to Coast features nine. Cartoon Planet has 66 episodes, or 146 if you include the 2012 revival, and Space Ghost Coast to Coast has 109 episodes, or 116 if you include its two pilots and five specials. Both shows were created by Mike Lazzo, and Cartoon Planet was also created in part by Keith Crawford. Cartoon Planet was directed by Andy Merrill, Pete Smith, and James Huffman, while Space Ghost Coast to Coast was directed by C. Martin Croker. There is no writer mentioned for Cartoon Planet, as the show by nature is improv and off the cuff for the majority of its content. But for Space Ghost Coast to Coast, the writers were Matthew Maiolaro, Dave Willis, and Matt Harrigan. And the voice talents for each are C. Martin Croker as Zorak and Moltar, Andy Merrill as Brack, and George Lowe as Space Ghost himself.
What are you looking at, Hockey Puck? Oh!
So let's compare and contrast the show intro of each show. They're not very similar, to be honest, other than Space Ghost making an appearance before the show begins. They're mostly different in where the Cartoon Planet intro has a live-action version of Space Ghost running around acting goofy while samba-style music plays in the background. This is all the while the faint logo of Cartoon Planet hides in solid color behind him as the camera slowly, very slowly, zooms out. I also believe there's another iteration of the show intro where we just see like a panning version of the Ghost Planet moon texture just moving while there's like a little logo of this black stick figure character flexing in different poses. It's a bit nonsensical and abstract, but hey, it does represent the show well. In Space Ghost Coast to Coast, the show feels like a proper late-night talk show opening, but space-themed instead, with a 90s loose and edgy sensibility. Gradually, we zoom out from space from different rapid shots of what appears to be a meteor, Or it could be the Ghost Planet or the Moon of Ghost Planet. It's not quite sure, as many fans on Reddit have debated it. But we eventually end up inside of the studio as we zoom out of space into the space, where Space Ghost apparates into the frame in his front desk and guest chair. This is definitely more distinct and structured, and I appreciate the rockin' riff that accompanies it, too.
Hello, I am Space Ghost. Welcome to my show.
For cast of characters, this is how they're similar. Both feature Space Ghost, Brack, and Zorak as the main cast of characters, as Moltar might have appeared on rare occasion on Cartoon Planet, at least in a poster behind Zorak. I think he did actually show up there once, and Space Ghost mentioned he was on the wrong show. Though, I don't know why Moltar is excluded specifically, but it could be related to being on Toonami later at that time, since it launched around 1997 and Cartoon Planet was 96-98.
Moltar, what are you doing here? You're not on this show.
You're not allowed.
This is Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
It most certainly is not.
Well, the way you guys were ripping into each other, I figured that, hey...
You figured wrong! Get your grubby self out of here!
Oh, buzz off, Motor Mouth.
Hey, Rust Bucket, stop picking on Brad.
All of you, go to your rooms, now!
Both have similar styles of nonsensical, obscure, and non-sequitur comedy that countless Adult Swim shows would later be known for. Zorak's personality on both shows typically sounds maniacal and plotting to destroy things, while Brack is more dim-witted and likes saying funny, silly things just to be heard. Between both of them, Space Ghost is the straight man who keeps things together. Where the differences lie are the following. In Cartoon Planet, Zorak has a slightly altered color palette to his appearance. Instead of turquoise with a light blue outfit and neon yellow gloves, he looks more olive green and wears a brownish orange outfit with turquoise gloves. Though occasionally he is seen in random shorts with his Coast to Coast color palette. Again, not sure why, it just could be due to limited footage to make up for, you know, lip syncing, working out, and just trying to make it fit together, as a lot of this is, you know, hobbled together. The set design is also very much different from Coast to Coast, as it has a brighter, more playful Space Command Center look to it, where Space Ghost appears. It's mostly in white and bright pastel colors. And Zorak has a nook off to the side with stuff on the wall around it, reminiscent of a punk rock teenage boys' room. You know, it's got posters, a record player, an alien head mounted on the wall, that kind of stuff. And it is more darker and rustier in tone and texture. Brack's space attire, by contrast, and I guess this is a similarity, is literally unchanged from Coast to Coast, as there's also a magenta wall with black and white Jackson Pollock-esque splatters on it for visual texture and interest. You can see both shots being used in each show.
Hey, anybody out there want to play Crazy 8?
For Coast to Coast, Moltar's home is running the show over on this show, and the first iteration of Toonami in the control center layer underneath the show. I think it's underneath, because the source material implies that he was on a volcano planet. So you can derive where he is exactly from your own conclusions of watching. I'd also say Coast to Coast also utilizes more Space Ghost villains from the original 1960s Hanna-Barbera cartoon as a cast of side characters, including Council of Doom alumni Lokar the Locust, Black Widow, Metallus, this blue guy, Tanzit, this orange guy, and also mixing other characters from Hanna-Barbera and even throwing some more original ones in, like Harvey Birdman, the original Way Outs band that plays with Zorak, and Chad Ghostel, who is Space Ghost's evil twin, joining the mix.
Death to Lokar!
Oh, please, Zorak, your insipid habit of barking out ludicrous commands is nothing more than a blatant display of your lack of intelligence.
Oh, thank you, Lokar. That's just about the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Hey, now!
Overall, there is way more character involvement in Coast to Coast, and I feel the show is better for it than Cartoon Planet. While Cartoon Planet mostly just focuses on Brack, Zorak, and Space Ghost, and even Space Ghost there isn't around that much. For show format, both shows contain a variety of episode lengths, which is odd for an animated series on TV in general, but it makes sense for these two due to the nature of their origins. Cartoon Planet has been edited in 22-minute, 60-minute, and 90-minute blocks on both Cartoon Network and TBS, while Coast to Coast has had anywhere from 5 minutes to 30 minutes for their episode. This is largely due to the footage available for the editors to build a story around, along with the dialogue provided by the guests for George Lowe as Space Ghost to riff on. Both also feature TV monitors beside Space Ghost frequently whenever he's talking on screen, except Cartoon Planet is on a desk and features just random cartoon footage that complements what Space Ghost is saying. And Coast to Coast usually has a guest in the monitor above a chair that is complimenting what Space Ghost is saying.
Hello, universe. My name is Tyra Banks.
Tyra. Ra. That's the Egyptian sun god. So, I guess that makes you Egyptian.
Actually, well,
Here's something about your culture you probably don't know. Ra is actually short for Roger.
Considering the quality of footage and the editing tasks involved, both were produced on a shoestring budget, utilizing footage from a previous IP in a remixed way, but also integrating new footage, such as segments or guest appearances, to create mixed media experience overall. Very, very bizarre visuals, but enjoyable nonetheless. Most of this footage came from either Hanna-Barbera's cartoon library or Ted Turner's classic movie library that he purchased when first creating the Cartoon Network channel. As for differences in show format, Cartoon Planet is based on a variety of skits, while Coast to Coast is focused more on celebrity interviews during a late-night talk show, with occasional side banter by the characters thrown in to keep things interesting. I guess you could say the banter is also in Cartoon Planet, but it's more formatted by segments and skits, just to keep things moving.
I love this thing, he cries out. But what do I do with it? You know what I need? A can!
And the skits of Cartoon Planet include music videos, fake commercial ads, Zork's poetry beat, dating tips with Brack, What's in My Mouth, which is a rare skit where Zork would reveal something inside his mouth, and a bunch of other weird things that you might come across. Finally, Cartoon Planet has no formal DVD release, mostly due to restrictions caused by copyright infringement or copyright restrictions with reused film footage and sketches. But Coast to Coast has 3 volumes on DVD that was released back in the 2000s and were based on some of the most popular episodes of the show, which is why they're in volumes and not seasons. You can find them on eBay or Amazon if you still want to see them for yourselves, or just find clips of them on YouTube. Sound design and music.
Zorak, where's the lever?
I am Zorak, Dark Lord. Ah!
Both are similar in that all the sound fits the tone of the respective shows. Both have CDs based off their respective shows too, with one called Musical Barbecue derived mostly from Coast to Coast, and the other one called Surf and Turf, which is more following the zany tracks from Cartoon Planet. Where they differ is that since one airs on late night Saturdays, it has a more adult, rougher sound, while the Sunday morning one is more silly and playful, which is geared towards kids rather than teens and adults. Cartoon Planet also features far more distinct songs due to their abundance of music video segments, while Coast to Coast focuses more on a tight assortment of themes with the central theme surrounded by occasional music. But there's mostly silence with ambient noise tones in between those big hyped moments, such as Zorak's mantis chirping or the humming of Multar's network setup in the Ghost Planet Industries control room. I find the design of the actual sound is quite intriguing, where Cartoon Planet is mostly banter with like sing-along style music, and then Coast to Coast is more like distinct accents with long periods of silent or ambient tone. So that's something to consider while watching both.
Read my tattoo. You'll never take me alive.
As for the writing, I mean, both have nonsensical plots with occasional through lines to follow, but that's where it ends. The difference is where Cartoon Planet is purely improvised and then edited together for cohesion, using a different assortment of sketches and skits to increase the longevity and variety of the show itself. Whereas Coast to Coast has more of an underlying plot tied to either the guest or a side story beyond filming the show.
Oh, I am the goddess of the galaxy. Also known as Rue McClanahan.
Yes, the Golden Girls. I love the one where they all eat contaminated geritol and die.
Zorak, that's not one of their episodes.
Well, it should have been.
So, with all things considered, here's my brief analysis of Cartoon Planet and Space Ghost Coast to Coast. While I don't believe longevity is the single most important factor in determining how nostalgic or enjoyable either of these shows are, I don't think any of us can deny how both of these shows elevated the original 1960s Hanna-Barbera cartoon to a new level for an audience looking for something different. If you prefer something light and silly with a very loose show format to start your Sunday morning while eating your sugar cereal, head on over to Cartoon Planet. However, if you prefer more depth and celebrity interviews mixed in with quite a few intelligent zingers from Zorak, head over to Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Personally, I enjoyed both growing up in the 90s, but found it far easier to follow and come back to Coast to Coast for its more structured format. I also like seeing Moltar, so that steered me more towards staying up late on Saturdays, and eventually jumping ship to the first Toonami programming block. So here are some of my memories of both shows. Though, admittedly, I don't have anything specific to add here other than tuning in when both shows first aired in the mid-90s. My brain is too fried from watching all the cartoons that I could get my hands on the past three decades. So, other than seeing occasional guests I recognize, like Michael Stipe, Judy Tenuta, who was big at the time, and Craig McCracken, it's a bit hard to remember either show in vivid detail. There was a Smells Like Teen Spirit type song from Cartoon Planet I vaguely remember because of how catchy it was, and because I liked listening to Nirvana at the time, but I'm afraid that's it. Perhaps it's time to revisit the Ghost Planet for a refresher when I get a chance. So why does Cartoon Planet and Space Ghost Coast to Coast matter? Well, to many it doesn't, because they don't get the humor. But to those who do understand it and appreciate it for its quirkiness, I would say Mike Laszlo creating this unusual collection of cartoons from Hanna-Barbera source material is both strange and genius. It was the first original successful show on Cartoon Network back in 1994, and it proved you can do something different with something familiar, and it served as the bridge between generations eager to watch the Checkered Channel. Though I doubt boomers liked either of these shows, since Gen X and Millennials were the target audience here. But still, you can have a conversation around Space Ghost and lend something to it, whether it's from the 90s side or the 60s side. Adult Swim basically also owes its entire existence to this show, because if it didn't do well, adult animation on Cartoon Network in the 2000s and beyond just wouldn't be thriving like it is today. These shows prove that you may not have to do things, quote, the right way to be well received, and that cartoons aren't just for kids, they're for everybody. No matter how you format it, as long as there's an audience for it, it will find it and gain popularity. So in closing, which Space Ghost-inspired 90s show do you love most and why? Share your thoughts with me in an email at checkerchildhood@gmail.com, or drop a comment on YouTube or Spotify under this episode to chime in. I'd appreciate it too, while you're here, if you can rate and review this podcast on Spotify or wherever else it shows up on podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Pandora, you name it. Just so that I can get a little bit more visibility and hopefully grow further from where I am now. Even just tapping 5 stars real quick would do a big service to me in helping grow this podcast. So thank you for considering the action. Be sure to tell a friend too, so that they can get in on the Cartoon Network goodness that I have to offer here. Tune in next time when we head to the pet shop to grab a couple of puppy buddies and cause plenty of misinformed mishaps all around town as we reminisce about our favorite episodes from Two Stupid Dogs. Which episodes will come to mind along with my honorable mentions? You'll just have to take a peek behind the fire hydrant in episode 14 to find out. Wow, that was an interesting exercise in understanding both Cartoon Planet and Space Ghost Coast to Coast's appeal. Even if the exercise proved one show had far more staying power than the other, at least for me, I still enjoy sharing these checkered childhood memories with you. And, like good friends just getting together after work, I hope we have fun talking about Cartoon Network again together, so we can explore even more fun-filled conversations about classic Cartoon Network. Have a tunerific day! Now, take it away, Zorak!
Yes, it was I, Zorak, Emerald Rogue, wronger of rights, pincher of sensitive areas.
That's the best you can do.
I'm not myself without Moltar.